the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Historian and scholar Dr. Carter G. Woodson is credited for setting the foundation for what we now know as National Black History Month, observed each February. In 1926, he launched Negro History Week to bring national attention to the contributions of Black Americans throughout history. Then, in 1976, during the American Bicentennial Celebration, President Gerald Ford formally established Black History Month. I'm Emily Yip. Ivania Garcia Pusateri, Executive Director of Multicultural Programs at Missouri State University, provides more insight about Black History Month and how it will be celebrated on campus this year.
Basically, what we're trying to do is celebrate Blackness, celebrate identities within this community, celebrate the histories of this community and what has been connected to our own American history. I think sometimes when we celebrate these months that we forget that they are actually a part of American history. And given what has been going on in this country, I think the celebration of identity and self is very important, keeps us moving forward to this globalized society, this idea of that community is better, difference is good.
Several events, ranging from lectures to workshops and musical performances, will take place throughout the month, not only to celebrate the accomplishments and culture of the Black community, but also to explore issues relating to multiculturalism, social justice, and equality.
Our month is to celebrate and to educate, but also engage. I think it brings people to the table. It brings people to the spaces where these important conversations are taking place. Culture identity is a thing to be celebrated, but it's also something for people that have difficulty talking about just because there has been lack of education, there has been lack of experience. But I think these events have been created in a way that it's a space for people to come and learn and to engage one another and to celebrate. I think what's important is that we're not just stopping there at celebrating, but we're asking some critical questions. Some of our events will be focused on being Black and the Black community, but what's important is that we're talking about intersectionality within the Black community and what that looks like. So we'll be talking about Black Lives Matter and kind of queer identities within the movement and how sometimes those identities are silenced or they are not present when we're talking about being Black. And I think that's important that we do bring that up and talking about that these months are not just about celebrating one-dimensional identities, but a multiple identities and really thinking about intersectionality.
The keynote presentation will feature Ben Sanders III from Eden Theological Seminary in St. Louis. Nia Morgan, Graduate Assistant of Multicultural Programs, shares more details.
He will be talking about a couple of variety of topics. One topic he will discuss is Black Lives Matter and faith. He will also discuss the legal system as well as faith-based racism. These are both topics that he has been conducting his own personal research on. So we are really excited to have him come out here and talk with our students about this.
Morgan encourages the campus and Springfield community to join in the celebration and embrace diversity.
Black History Month is not just important for, you know, our country as a whole to celebrate, but it is important for our students to learn about the contributions that Black people have been making for years. Attending our events will help educate those who haven't had the opportunity to learn about these topics or haven't taken the opportunity to step outside of their comfort zones to learn more about Black history and more about contributions that we as a culture and as a group of people have made.
Garcia Pusateri said including the community in such an event is essential for MSU to share its public affairs mission.
With Missouri State being a central part of Springfield, it shows the commitment that it has to the Black community to celebrate these things, not only the history, but as Nia was saying, the contributions that have been going back so many years that, you know, a lot of our young people did not learn about in their history classes. And I think given Springfield and the families here, I think it's important that they engage in this, that their young children engage in this history that they may not get in their school. So I think with Missouri State having such a presence in Springfield, having these type of events, especially Black History Month, is going to demonstrate kind of this global infusion that is happening in Springfield. It may be slow, but it's happening. And I'm very happy that Missouri State is part of that.
All events are free and most of them are open to the public. For more information about Black History Month at Missouri State, visit missouristate.edu/multicultural programs. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.